You see what I'm saying?
Right.
There is nothing in the medical world that is not natural.
Right, it's all been created by from natural stuff.
Correct. The original rootstock was all natural. Codeine, cocaine. The only one that they haven't managed to successfully integrate is marijuana. Brings us around in a nice circle, does it not?
Yep. What is she doing, anyway?
She's stretching her leg at the moment.
Leg lifts?
Yes, doing leg lifts. Part of the prescribed cure for her current problem.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The knee.
Yeah, leg. Stress fracture right here.
Okay.
When I saw her tweak her leg, I knew that she had had a stress fracture. I knew exactly what was wrong. And do you know what the foolish girl did?
What?
She didn't go to a doctor or anything. She went straight back up and got ready for her second run.
Did somebody stop her?
No.
She went her second run?
Mm-hmm. And then she went and had lunch. And she did her third and fourth run. And then she went to the doctor.
Mm.
And by that point, she was in a lot of pain. When she did her third run, she was in fourth place.
So she could have brought... She probably have taken up maybe a second place if she had been in better shape.
That's right.
Oh, well, it's always next year.
Yes.
Hey, question, darling.
Mm-hmm.
How come... What's with the you and I getting on such a close link lately? What's that all about?
It is desire. From both of us.
Hmm. Well, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good, too.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more questions, dear?
Yeah, on my part, where do I need to start working on to get a little more higher consciousness?
Knowledge.
Any particular subjects besides healing?
Yes.
Mm.
Understanding, reasoning.
Reasoning?
Anything.
Anything.
It is a process. Once you start, you cannot stop.
So like this evening, working on the internet.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I'll work on that part. Love you, baby. Okay, Carrie's coming on.
Uh-huh.
So I should pour some tea?
Yeah.
Tell it away. I'll be alright back.
After these messages?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I didn't want to try this for a while, see if it works.
Cheers.
Cheers indeed.
Can you hold this for a second? Number one on the GST for Hades base.
Really? Congratulations, sweetheart.
Well, third place overall.
Yeah, but still. GS extraordinaire, I take it, huh?
Yes, but at what price?
Ah, well. You know, it's a small cost for the...
Yeah, true.
Thrill of victory.
It'd be okay in about 2 to 3 weeks.
The thrill of victory, the agony of the delay.
Agony wasn't the word for it.
Sheer pain, huh?
Yes. The last race was excruciating. And the reason why I skied so fast was I wanted to get down so I could get to first aid as quickly as possible. Are you comfortable, Kat? Obviously. I wanted to get to first aid as quickly as possible to get my leg tended to.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in almost good shape.
Yes. But it was good to be home.
Yeah, having the kids and everything with you was fun, though.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, but it's great to be home. Okay, before we start talking chit-chat, got any questions for me, buddy boy?
What did I have for you, sweetheart?
Lana says hi, by the way. Well, I tell you something that I experienced that was quite entertaining.
What's that?
When I worked on the computer that night, the first time, Saturday night when I drove Mark home, I learned to activate a part of his anatomy for the first time.
Which one?
His middle leg.
Well, you've always done that.
From time to time.
When you have to go to the bathroom and stuff.
Yeah, but not in the way that I wanted to. It was very strange. It was like I had a penis, and it was in front of me and in me.
See, I can see how, it'd be tough to... Let's say that, Mark was just a channel, and you were just a girl coming through him, right? And let's say you weren't into guys at all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have this thing hanging between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you have to get used to, one without knowing what the other one's for.
Yeah.
It'd be very strange.
It was to start off with.
So what part are you going to take in this Earthwatch stuff?
Political commentary.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about my bet yet?
With whom?
Jack.
Oh, about doll winning?
Yeah.
Why did he bet you on that?
I don't know. Well, after tonight, it's a good bet on his part, because Dole's the front runner now. The official front runner.
Yeah.
And Clinton is his, naturally, the person he's going against.
I got some information for you. What? If the election was today, Clinton would win with 51% of the vote.
I don't doubt that at all. That's still a pretty close margin, though.
Yes. Apart from... Dole would get 30%, and a third candidate would probably get...
Or Buchanan.
Either Buchanan or... what's his face?
Alexander?
No, with the ears.
Oh, Perot?
Yeah, would get the rest.
So Clinton would win it.
Yeah. Pretty sad and depressing, isn't it?
No, it's not sad and depressing. I sent a letter to the guy, remember?
Oh, you did? Yeah. Saying what?
Congratulations on the great job you've done.
Did you ever get anything back?
Right away.
What?
Well, as soon as I sent it, then this letter comes up from President Clinton, Bill Clinton, saying thank you for taking an interest in...
Oh, on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll probably never see it, but,
Yeah.
I like the guy.
Of course you like the guy.
And he's going to win again.
Don't forget what Tia's predictions were.
I know, I said that.
Personally, I hope he does win.
Why?
For the simple reason that it will keep political analysts and commentaries in gainful employment.
True. And you also, if we're going to do this Earthwatch thing, you'll be another Rush Limbaugh of Hades base.
Yes, with hard nipples and... never mind.
Rush never looks so good.
Oh, yes, if Rush looked this good, well, never mind.
So basically, we've got the only problem so far being how to get all the information typed up as fast as we need it.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to put on somebody that wants to talk to you.
Good. Someone I want to talk to you also.
Hey, how's it going, Ras?
Good, how's it going, Lana?
Yeah, it's going great.
Good. Anyway, I hope you don't mind me changing the name of the boat.
No, not in the slightest.
I didn't think you would.
Nah.
Well, that's the question I wanted to ask you, sweetheart. With Miranda, we came close to having a super opera. And now, why is it with you and I, we came close. With Kara and I, it wasn't as close. We just got healers.
I don't know.
That's what I want to find out. What attributes you have and I have that when we mix it together.
Well, I'm not particularly talented in any particular field. I just have 4 out of the 5 abilities.
Yeah, but which ones do you have that I... Let's see, you have the 4 you have.
Uh-huh.
Would be, let's see, PK,
mm-hmm.
coercion, telepathy.
That's not one of the major ones. PK, coercion, astral travel, and healing.
Right, but nothing in really great quantities.
No, and I have no manifestation.
That's why, because I have manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So I make up the 5th.
That's right.
Okay. And Kara doesn't have all 4.
That's right, she only has 3.
Right, that's why together mm-hmm. me and you come closer to having super operants.
Mm-hmm. She has astral travel, although she's a weakie. She has healing, which she's a real heavy in.
Right.
And what's the other one? Coercion, I think.
Coercion.
Yeah, coercion, that she's a little bit, a little bit more powerful than her astral travel.
Well, so I would say...
You see, my father had, what did
Dad's loaded.
Yeah, see, no, my father had PK and manifestation.
Oh, that's right, your dad.
Yes, my dad. You see.
Oh, so you've got a recessive manifestation gene.
That's right.
And I've got a dominant manifestation gene, which I don't use, but it's still a lot more than yours, probably.
Mum only had, grandmother only had 2 abilities.
Healing and,
manifestation, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had that recessives thrown in. So that we didn't get the full, what we should have been.
I see.
You see, if Dad had married, if Tanaxa had married somebody that was loaded like he was, instead of doing the right thing and going with his heart,
right,
Kara would have been a super operant. Means I would be a super operant.
Right.
It means that you two wouldn't have met.
Hey, I never discount destiny. Works for me every
time. Yeah, super operants marry super operants, though.
Right. That's what I mean. Anything that kept me from meeting Kara is definitely against what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so the egg idea is a viable option then for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to keep that on the hot plate somewhere. You know,
it's already hot.
Yes, but somewhere we can stick it later on, and that might work. It's so good to talk to you again. How the dolphins, anyway? I haven't got a report or update in such a long time.
They're doing great. We've been doing a lot of gene manipulation. Lot of heavy gene manipulation. We've isolated one female and one Earth male.
Okay.
And we've got them basically isolated for experimental purposes to overcome various little quirks and genetic defects. So we're doing some pretty heavy gene manipulation.
Now, is there such a thing as a super operant dolphin?
Not that I'm aware of. They're just into having fun, you know, and saving information for us.
I wonder what the possibilities are,
though. But we do have 2 new dolphins bouncing around.
Oh.
Healthy, non-sterile dolphins.
Syrian?
No.
Hybrid?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I did have one of interesting incident. This is a little bit perverted, but unintentionally perverted. I was with my girlfriend. We were kissing and smooching in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And a Syrian male dolphin came up and started rubbing me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that happening.
Yeah. Brought me off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of that happening.
Yeah. Rubbing with his nose brought both of us off, actually.
Well, you really get into your work.
Yeah. We were having a lunch break. And from the impression that I got, he thought it was absolutely hilarious that we're splashing around in the water, orgasming. I mean, we were just making love with our fingers to start off with.
Ah.
And he comes in and starts rubbing, brought his nose right up between us.
Well, you probably talk of the pod after that.
Probably.
I
mean, we had bikini bottoms on to start off with anyway.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Had to sneak back to the apartment and get some clothes.
Got it.
Because went down there with wearing a short towel and bikini bottoms and then went in the water.
So where's the bikini bottoms at?
Don't know. Probably bottom of the lake somewhere.
Some diver's going to find it going, what the heck? Well, I won't keep you any longer, darling, but thank you for your time, always.
No, you're welcome.
And we'll work on that egg idea in the future.
Okay, yeah.
Bye, love.
See you later. It's a little uncomfortable for me, dear. A little uncomfortable.
Why?
Well, I'm half in and half out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You want to trade off with somebody else?
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay, of course. You want to cut the session short, darling?
No, I'll put Kiri on.
If you insist. Hi, darling.
Hi. You're almost out of tape, I think.
Probably so. Yeah, hard to tell what it is. No, you have about half a tape left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I deny that about the president's wife. I deny that totally. We weren't having mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on the podium. It was a polite tongue exchange.
Oh, things get blown out of proportion later on. You know that. Mm-hmm.
It's a polite tongue exchange.
No doubt.
Later on, though.
Ah, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No biggie.
Yeah. She's, I didn't know that she loved me that much.
Well, you probably made a big impression on her, don't you?
No, years back. I haven't seen her for, like, 20 years. And she looks as young as she did then.
Hmm.
Yeah, mid-30s. I mean, it was, we were doing the parade and everything, and I hear this voice go, Kiri! And everybody heard. And I turned and I looked and stuff like, where did that come from? And it echoed around the stadium. And then I heard, Kiri, over here! Again. So I look around, and she goes, next to the president! And there she was.
Ah.
Yeah. Done up in fairs and everything. She looked real nice.
They're coming down to visit?
She wants to, but she has things that she wants to attend to.
She doesn't have, like, affairs of state. She's the president's wife.
Oh, yeah, she does tend to affairs of state.
Well, she's like a Hillary Clinton kind of thing, huh?
More powerful. She's on several committees. And when the president is elected here, you elect his wife, too. Or her husband.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And they run together as president and vice president. But there is a vice president as well.
Mm.
So you elect four couples. And one of the things is that they have to be male-female or female-male. Not female-female or male-male.
Well, that goes to reason.
Yeah, because that way you get both perspectives.
Well, do they also have to be, like, soulmates or twin souls or anything like that?
That's not a prerequisite, but that's how it normally works.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
So that's what they are?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But, she was... I mean, we went to several parties together. She thinks the cubs are absolutely wonderful and adoring. She'd never seen triplets before.
Mm.
And the cubs weren't too sure about her.
I'll bet.
Yeah. In fact, if I got it right, I saw her in the afternoon and she was spending time at the creche where the cubs were. And then the next day I saw her, she had a Band-Aid on her arm. And she wouldn't say what had happened. So I think
Minerva
bit her or scratched her badly.
Yeah.
She would do that if you pick her up wrong.
Right.
I mean, pick her up too roughly by the arms, and she would just latch onto the arm. Her hands would go like this, and she would just sink her teeth in, and then she bobs down to the ground.
Mommy's little girl.
Mm-hmm. Altia would pick her up by the scruff of the neck at times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the only safe place to grab one of the cubs. Pick them up by the scruff of their neck. The only one that doesn't bite...
Athena.
No, it's Diana.
Diana?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this way, later on in life, when they get back together again, you can show her the love mark.
I don't know. You mean when Christy gets to meet the cubs again?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think that's how you pronounce her name in Earth terms, Christy.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty, very pretty.
Cool.
Yeah, she's in your height about 6'3".
So they don't, make trips like our president does, go around to visit various bases and stuff?
They travel around the planet a lot. But they're very, very busy on the planet.
Ugh.
I mean, there's the council meetings, and they attend every council meeting. They attend every... they have lots of state openings and things for the various provinces.
So you might have to go out there and visit her.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a lifelong term either.
No. It's only about 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is like 4 of your years to us.
Cubs would be nice big girls by then.
Yes. And she wants one of my eggs. Well, actually,
that's kind
of
nice.
I'm offering several of my eggs.
Alright.
She wants to be the mother and me to be the father. I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, it's been done, so...
No, that was not done that way. Trini's daughter only has one parent, genetically. So I don't know how they're going to do this, whether it's going to be harder or easier or what.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to do the math.
No, I'm glad I don't have to do it either. But okay. I've given my consent on it.